You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and in particular now we're talking about the kindness of God. We went over to Ephesians and also to Isaiah and saw that it is God's desire to be kind to you, that is actually what He wants, and He's wanted to do this for a long time. And that, if you will get established in this, this will help you in receiving from Him, because that is the person you're talking to wants to be kind to you, right? Now, again, I'm building on a lot of different things because we're trying to get it so that you can get established in not only knowing about the love of God, but actually believing it. And so I strongly recommend, our partners have made it possible for us to give you those materials absolutely free. And so I strongly encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these materials, listen to these messages over and over again. You can sign up for the daily devotional there as well. And if you'd like to become a partner and make it possible for us to do this. Now, and again, that free daily devotional will really help you. Now, we started to got into 2 Samuel chapter 9, because if God wants to be kind to you, we need to not talk about it just as a concept. We need to actually look at it and ask the question, what does it mean for God to be kind? Okay? And so we saw here in 2 Samuel 9, in verse 1, it says, now David said, now again, just in context, David has now consolidated the kingdom. He is the most powerful man on the face of the earth. But he had cut a covenant with Jonathan. And now he wants to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. Nobody is making him do this. The fact is, nobody can make him do it. But David is compelled by the love in his heart for Jonathan to show kindness. And so he said, is there still anyone who is left in the house of Saul that I might show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was a servant. Now notice, he wants to show kindness. This is what he wants to do. And he says, there was a servant at the house of Saul whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him to David, the king said to him, are you Ziba? And he said, at your service. Then the king said, David, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? Okay, now, so this changes everything. Because this is not David showing kindness. This is the kindness of God. This is the way God acts when He's kind. Well, what does that tell you? Well, it tells us that as we go through this over the next probably couple days, this is how you should see God treating you, because this is the way that God wants to do. God desires to be kind to you. You don't have to convince God to be kind. Again, you know, David's the most powerful person on the face of the earth, and nobody can make him be kind. Well, God is the most powerful that exists, and nobody can make him be kind either, right? But He wants to be kind to you because He wants to. Because He is motivated by love, that He's motivated by this. So now Ziba says, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. And so the king said to him, where is he? And Ziba said, now notice that this boy is lame. Let's talk about this just for a second, okay? Because this is going to come into play here. The reason that he is lame is because of the fact that when everyone heard that Saul and Jonathan were dead, they automatically assumed, as was the custom, that David was going to kill any heirs to the throne so that he would be completely unchallenged, so that nobody could make a claim to the throne. And so what happened was, he's dead, or they're dead. And so they grab up Jonathan Mephibosheth here in just a second, to take him to safety. But the problem is that they dropped him on the way, and evidently it broke his spine. And so now Mephibosheth is completely crippled, okay? His legs don't work. He can't walk. He can't do anything like that. So I think it's important to realize that, so when he tells this to him, he is lame at his feet, okay? The thing about that that's important is that when David is about to show this kindness, he's about to show kindness to a man that really is not going to be able to do anything for him. He's not going to be able to be a soldier. He's not going to be able to join the army. There's really nothing of that. Plus, this man he is reaching out to is also potentially a threat to him because he could make a claim to the throne. Now, anyone else that is not established, this is where it points to David being established in God's kindness towards him. Nobody in their right mind that is just a carnal person is going to bring into the throne room a man who can threaten the throne. Just not going to happen, right? You want to keep him as far from the throne as possible. But David is not concerned about that at all. Why? Because he realizes that it is God that made him king and no one. It was the kindness of God that made him king, and no one, no army, no thing can keep David from being king. Why? Because God is the one that has done it. So they said to him, indeed, so David asks, where is he at? Where's this guy at? And Ziba said to the king, indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Yamel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Yamel, from Lodabar. Now, let's take a moment here, and I want you to think about this from Mephibosheth's point of view, okay? You've been told pretty much from the beginning that David wants your throne. You've also been told that if he ever finds you, you're dead because you are a threat to his throne. So much so that when your daddy dies, that they grab you under great threat. We got to get you out of here. We got to get you out of here. David's going to be looking for you. He's going to kill you. He wants you dead. He's going to be doing this to consult the throne. And in the midst of it, you get dropped and your back gets broken and you're done. You can't walk anymore. Now, so he goes down and... So he's basically hiding out. He's hoping that David doesn't find him. Now, we don't really know what Mephibosheth's doing there, but can you imagine the bitterness of this that he would be experiencing? Not only is he not on the throne, his father's throne, his grandfather's throne, but he actually can no longer walk because of this man, because of the fear of this man. So he has my throne, and now I can't walk. I can't even go in and challenge him to a fight because in their haste, in the fear of this man. And now I really can't be seen out in the open because if David were to find me, I mean, basically you're living a life of misery and in hiding. Now, think about the bitterness that would seek to create in a person. Think about how that would have you. And listen, we don't know what he's doing. He could be plotting to take the throne back. You know, a lot of times people think just because you can't walk that you're useless. No, you're not. You still got a head. You still got your wits. You still got your resources, right? And stuff. He could have been plotting. He could have been trying to get people on his side. Hey, come join with me. Put me back into the authority so that I can be king, right? So not only is he bitter because he's not the throne, not only is he bitter because he can't walk, but he could actively be plotting against David. Now, David sins to bring him out. Now, I want you to think about this now. You've been told that you should be terrified of this king. That you better hope you never end up in you've heard of sinners in the hands of an angry God. You know, he's thinking, I don't want to be Mephibosheth in the hands of King David, right? I don't want to be in the throne room. I've been told this guy wants to kill me. I've been told he's out to get me. I've been told all of this. And then all of a sudden you hear hoofbeats. Because, you know, this word where it says David brought him out, this is the same word that is used when it says that God brought Israel out of Egypt. I mean, this is not like, hey, we just, you know, called and said, hey, can you come up? No, this is by force. This is, I mean, with great, you know, strength. So I want you to think about this as you as Mephibosheth, and we're going to have to get into this tomorrow, but that you hear these hoofbeats. You hear the sound of an army coming. Because David's not going to just send two guys down there. David likes pomp and circumstance. Remember when he brought the ark in? He likes to do it upright. And he wants to, for now David's mind, he would be showing honor to Mephibosheth. He would be showing him great respect. But see, it wouldn't be viewed that way by Mephibosheth. It would be viewed as, he sent an army to come get me, to destroy me. You know, this happens with people in the Lord. They've been had a bad impression of God. People have said the wrong things about God. God is out to get you. God is not for you. God doesn't want to be kind to you. See, remember, this is David's objective, is to be kind. And see, people have heard that about the Lord. You don't want to show up at his throne room. You never know what he's going to ask you to do. Don't ask him for patience, because you never know what's going to happen in your life. And God's not going to tell you what his will is. See, this is the exact same situation that most Christians find themselves in with, like Mephibosheth did. You know, does God, you know, I got to avoid God. If there's a problem, I got to avoid him. I can't show up there because, you know, it's going to be bad for me. This is not true. You need to run to the throne room. You need to run into the throne room because God desires to be kind to you. We're going to pick this up tomorrow, but you need to start renewing your mind to perhaps you've heard some wrong things about God. Michael has some important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands